Did you know that every word you speak matters? Are your conversations making a difference? With a passion for words and a heart for conversation, Teresa Velarde is a self-professed word nerd, best-selling author, BizCat 360 columnist, and publisher. Children's books as well as fiction and nonfiction books are welcomed at WeBe Books Publishing and Book Endeavors, the imprints of her company, Authentic Endeavors Publishing. Whether written or spoken, Teresa strives to encourage and inspire meaningful conversations that make a difference. Here's the host of Conversations That Make a Difference, Teresa Velarde.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another edition of Conversations That Make a Difference. I am Teresa Velarde, and I am excited to bring a conversation to you today that we're going to talk about leaving a legacy and how to do that in one way or another. So before we get started, I just want to say that Conversations That Make a Difference is live at 5 p.m. first and third Tuesday of the month. And the rest of the month on at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, you can watch the replays or listen to the replays on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can listen in your car, on your mobile apps, on YouTube, and you can even ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Before we get started, I usually open with a prayer. So we say the Serenity Prayer, and I will get us started with that. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I will also say that it is by God's grace that we are fabulous, blessed, and highly favored, living in our greatness, using our gifts and talents, making a difference in the lives of others with passion and purpose, and all of God's great universe is conspiring in our favor. We gratefully say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody. I love this group of people. We meet every week, once a week, sometimes more. Some of us see each other a little bit more often than that. But what I want to start with is my friend for, I don't know, how long have I known you, Fran? A lot of years.
Yeah, at least 15 years.
Yeah, a lot of years. Yeah. So Fran Azzaro is the founder of Senior Tuber. And I'm going to let you tell people a little bit about yourself, how you got here, and how and why we are all part of your community.
Yeah. Thank you. First of all, I am so excited. I feel like it's the first day of school to be here with our group. I mean, this is just so fun. So a couple of years ago, I decided that I was going to take my love for content creation and my love to help people get where they want to go and put them together. And I wanted to do it with a age appropriateness where I had been to some classes and academies and the teaching was a little bit like a fire hose. And I wanted to be able to teach people who might want to be a little slower at that. So I called it the Senior Tubers, but not exclusively for seniors, but people who found their way with our pace. And since then, we've been meeting once a week for about a year and a half. And it's for people who have or want to have a YouTube channel to express themselves, to leave their legacy, have fun, and be a part of a community. And I can't tell you how grateful I am because I don't know everything, but between all of us, we have a lot of wisdom, a lot of fun together, I'm so privileged to be with everybody here. And I hope everybody else is inspired by them and hopefully will take some action to do something for themselves, to go ahead and take whatever's inside of you and bring it out, hopefully by YouTube, but doesn't have to be.
Awesome. And this is quite a diverse group of people. We all do a bunch of different things. I'm a publisher. You, of course, are a creative in terms of what you're able to put out there on YouTube. Sharon is an artist. Nancy creates video journals for people to leave a legacy. Charles is an author. We just got a whole bunch of people here that do a bunch of different things and bring our own quote unquote flavor to this soup we call Senior Tubers. Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Are there limits on who can be part of this group?
I don't check ID. So if you feel like this group is for you, you belong here. It's for anybody with every different level. You don't have a, we have many people who don't even have a YouTube channel and come here for the inspiration just to see. They're called toe dippers. They want to see if this is the right place for them. And then we have people who come to our weekly group just for brainstorming and for community. And we also have a learner circle where people could come to learn. So we try to meet everybody where they are, because I couldn't meet just one person. Everybody's at a different pace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But somehow it works, and everybody helps one another in whatever it is that we have going on.
Yeah.
So, and recently, very recently, we have had a gentleman join this crazy group of women.
Yes.
He looks over his shoulder. Who, me? Paul, you are a seasoned business growth coach, musician, podcast host with over 40 years of experience in technology and marketing. Why this group? Tell me a little bit more about yourself, and why did you show up with the rest of us crazy women?
That's a really good question. I'll tell you what, it's a pleasure to be here. First of all, thank you for the invitation. I got roped in by Fran. She challenged me to join the group, and I just love her energy and her the things that she's taught me in such a, you know, quickly but yet very firmly. She'll call you out if you're doing something wrong, and she'll make it right for you. She'll help you make it right. So that's what attracted me to the group. And then I came to the first meeting, and I found that I was the only man in the room, and I kind of like that. The odds are in my favor. Now I'm very happily married, and have we have 7 children between us, my wife.
Wow.
and we live in Northern Michigan. The reason I'm here though is because I knew that I started a podcast in May, and I just recorded episode 53. I think I've got 3 episodes we're recording today. This makes 3. This is one of the 3. But the reason I knew I had to do video, and so that was just part of it. We turned the video on instead of going audio with the podcast, and it slapped it up on YouTube and said, okay, I got a YouTube channel now. And so what do you do with it? I wasn't really even paying attention to it. I was paying attention to my guest. My guest is my most important listener.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I met Fran through Shannon Procise, and we just kind of hit it off right away. And she said, mm-hmm. Oh, I can help you with this. You know, Paul, you know, did you know that your channel's doing this? You should be doing this, really. You should think about that. And so I went, okay, I'm always, I'm a lifelong learner. So, I decided that I would jump in, and, she helped me with a little bit, and I need your help today. I've got a video that I just posted, and it only had an 80 SEO, and none of my tags are ranking. And I did the research, and I went, oh my gosh, what's going on? And it might be because I had set it up as unlisted. But anyway, my podcast, my YouTube channel is for my podcast. And I interview trailblazers who have tackled tech and messaging and their dream life. And I also interview rising stars who are struggling with that and we can work through those kinds of things. And also real business heroes like Fran and like the people in this room. Everyone should be on my show, because we're all heroes in our own way, because we're making a difference. And so that's the message of the podcast, is to inspire people and to teach people to grow their business.
Awesome. Yeah. And we're happy to have you here. And thanks for connecting with Fran and adding a little bit of a different flavor to this group. Because Fran, how on earth is it possible that he is the only man that we have in this group so far?
Well, first of all, I feel like if there had to be a first, he was the best first man, because I think he is going to be a trendsetter for other men. He's going to set a great example. Who isn't going to want to follow him?
That's
I've already
me.
Invited people because of him and his good nature and his generosity. This is a very generous group. And so we want people who fit into kindness and generous and fun and just inquisitive. So I fell in love with him the first day I met him. I've since invited a couple of men. I'm sorry, Paul. And hopefully they won't think I'm militant. I won't be as hard on them as I have been on you. I apologize.
It's okay. I can take it. I can take it. And thanks for putting me on the spot, putting me in first, Teresa. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you. And everybody, the name of your show is the Lead Machine Growth Show, correct?
Right. Yep. Okay.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on.
Okay.
I want to also welcome Sharon. I'm going to go to you, Sharon Durbin Graves. Sharon's an artist, and you've always been creative, struggled to get started painting. But what happened here? Oh, I almost thought I lost you guys.
We weren't leaving.
Struggled to get started painting, but at the artist emerged from you within 22 years ago. It emerged, this artist emerged in you. Can I get these words out today? I don't know. Tell me a little bit about you, Sharon, and what you do as an artist.
Well, I always felt like there was an artist inside of me. But as a mother with, four kids and a husband and a job, and I just didn't think I had the time to let it get out. And then I got really, really sick and I had nothing but time. So I decided that I was going to learn to paint. My prognosis was not necessarily good and I didn't have, doctors were not giving me a lot of time, but I decided that I was going to learn to paint in whatever time I had left. And I was so awful. It was so bad. I just couldn't believe how horrible I was because I'd done creative things my whole life and I had painted like decoratively before, but I didn't think that changing to a fine art genre was going to be that difficult, but it was difficult for me and it was pre-internet. And so, I went to the library, my local little library, and, they didn't have a lot of information, but I took up everything they had. I read everything. I watched every video that there was, and I was still horrible. So I went and I found a class about 100 miles or so away. It was a 4-day thing, so I had to get a hotel room. I had to have food. I had to have supplies. I had to pay for the class. And so by the time I did all that, I was like $1,500 in the hole. But I came home with what I thought was a beautiful painting. And so I knew then that it was in there, that I could get it out. And I started painting 5, 6, 7 hours a day at that point. So
awesome. And some of the work that is behind you, all of the work that is behind you is work you have created, correct?
Yeah.
And yeah. You work with beginners.
I only work with beginners because I had such a hard time getting started that there's lots of information out there. But a lot of it is for people who know some stuff, mm-hmm. but beginners don't even know. I mean, they get the deer in the headlights look when they go into Hobby Lobby and there's a wall of brushes and they don't know what they need or, so I try to help with that, to get them on the right foot, to get them started, to know what kind of paint they want to use. What's the difference? What do they want to paint on? What brushes they need? And then to get started with color theory and values and perspective and all the fundamentals of art that you really do need to know, even if you're going to break the rules all to pieces, you still need to know what they are in order to break them really well. Right. So,
as an artist myself, I remember the days when I started painting, but painting is not my forte. I like clay. So I'm a ceramic artist. And so for people who are looking to get started with paints, Sharon, your YouTube channel, you've been doing this for a while. You have classes online and you also have an event coming up that you're inviting people to. Yes, we'll talk about that.
I do. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm having a free workshop in March 26th through the 28th. And you can get to the information on that from my website, PaintingWithAcrylics101.com.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you're here. And you know what? I love the fact that you pursued something that you love. A long time ago, I heard Bernie Siegel tell a story about a gentleman who had a diagnosis and he didn't take care of himself. He didn't go to the doctor or anything. He said, I just have to tend the flowers. I have to tend the flowers. And this is another example of how love conquers all. So the fact True. That you love your painting helps to heal you.
And she's inspired out. Me. I haven't painted for over 20 years and my easel is out and I'm getting ready. So poor Sharon.
It's a sickness.
Good for you, Sharon. Good for you. And Nancy, you're a bit of an artist yourself there. You do video journals online and you help. You are the person who's not only leaving a legacy for yourself, but you're leaving a legacy for everyone who reaches out to you in order to be able to create their video journals. You want to talk a little bit about what you're doing?
Yes. The company name is Video Journals Online. And what I do is I do a 2-hour Zoom interview of people who want to tell their story. And I am their railroad track. So I ask the questions to move them through. What do you know of your ancestors? Tell us about your childhood. Tell us about your education, your careers, your children, and then how you would like to be remembered. And I'm not going to ask anybody any questions that they don't know the answer to because it's their life.
Yeah.
So I did this many years ago in a studio. And it was very rewarding. People would say, oh, I just had the celebration of life for my grandma and stood up and told her story. And everybody came up to me and said, how did you know so much about your grandmother's life? And she said, I wanted to call you and tell you it was because of you. It is a tremendous legacy for family members, both those we know and love and those not yet born. So I love doing it. I've learned so much about people and how they react to things and even history. I have a great job.
Yeah. It's well, we all do. All of us are entrepreneurs doing what we love, right? So that we can make a difference in the lives of others. And that's what this show is all about, how we are making a difference one way or another in the lives of others. I'm going to ask you later, what was your favorite conversation with someone without revealing any names? We'll ask what your favorite conversation was. Yeah. So Deborah, I'm going to go to you. Deborah has.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi. We've been on each other's shows before. And so Deborah is an intuitive spiritual healer and teacher and a chaplain. She's a longtime body worker and teacher in the embodiment practices of continuum movement and the art of feminine presence. And you guide and equip people to truly be the change that they want to see in the world. That quote, I think that quote has stuck to anyone and everyone who has ever done any personal growth. How is what you do different from Gandhi?
Well, you know, what I do is I have a community for conscious living, and we're really dedicated to doing personal transformation for universal harmony, doing our inner work so that we're really tapping into, you know, deep into the inspiration that we feel, that desire to live in harmony with the earth, in harmony with our own inner beings, you know. So it's as we all know, I'm not saying anything new to anybody here. If you really want to live in harmony with the planet, you have to start with living in harmony with yourself, really tapping into what is true for you. But we human beings we're not separate from nature. We are nature. We're not separate from Earth. We are the Earth ecosystem. We are an important part of that. And yet we, as beings with free will, spiritual beings with free will, we like to test the boundaries and see how far we can stray and not totally destroy the earth. And, you know, we're hitting the boundaries. So I help people to find those places, because it's really, I think there is a deep call from the Mother Earth and from our source that we all come into alignment, that we all recognize as, you know, what is it that we really need from this planet and what is really important for us in our lives. Mm-hmm. And they're not separate, right? It's not separate. It's when we think that we need so many things from the outer, and we try to morph the earth and morph nature in order to meet those needs for us, that we really get out of harmony with ourselves and with the planet. So I help people and to bring it back in. and to really look inside. What do we need? Who are we? What is going to give us the most really fulfillment? And that fulfillment is when we're living true to ourselves and in harmony with the planet. So that is the community for conscious living. We have a community. I do a weekly meditation and healing circle every mm-hmm. Sunday morning. And that's my my church, if you will.
Yeah.
It is a meditation and healing circle. And Teresa, you've been on it and led a program on gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely lovely. So if you're, all the replays are online on my blog, so, and on my YouTube channel. Excuse me, my YouTube is embedded on my blog. Mm-hmm. But the YouTube channel is also Community for Conscious Living. And being a part of this group has been lovely. Fran has helped me to grow that channel. It was originally, you know, I wasn't really using it, wasn't really utilizing it. It was just sitting there sleeping. And Fran helped me to wake it up and give it some life and help people to access these beautiful yeah. healings and this message more widely, God willing. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll continue to spread.
Yeah. Awesome. And the show is awesome. And thank you for inviting me to be on your show. It was so good. It was really good. Amanda, Teresa, we're going to go to you. We're going to just have everybody introduce themselves before we go to the break. And then we're going to get deeper into our conversations about who we are and how we be in the world. So Amanda, you serve as a beacon of hope for individuals navigating divorce, drawing upon your experience as a child of divorce, a divorcee herself, and a mother. 3 decades of crisis intervention experience and 6 data healing certifications. Talk to me, Amanda.
Well, first of all, Teresa, thank you so much for putting this together and bringing all of us here, because we do. We have so many varied gifts. Yeah. So I work with people as an intuitive energy healer, working through those stuck parts in life and helping you to find out what it is that you need to work through, help you to get through that. Theta healing is my primary motive of energy healing. It's my favorite, but I have lots of different tools in my box that I use. So done a lot of different careers, and so yeah, we're here. And the whole YouTube thing, I personally am not a video learner, but you know, if you want to be seen and heard, that's what you need to do. And so I started working with Fran so that I could take my hodgepodge that I think I first started a YouTube channel back when I was a screen printer. And so there's some screen print videos out there. Then I had the float pod and I've added it. Last year, my VA encouraged me to, you know, kind of get over the whole videoing myself. And I vlogged a medical journey last year. So I'm really thankful to Fran to help me rein in this channel and decide what we're doing as my business shifts and I'm able to help more people.
Awesome. Awesome. And Charlie, we're going to have to come to you right after the break because we're at the 22 minutes. And thank you all for being here. We'll be right back. Rachel's going to take us out to a break and we're coming back very shortly. We'll be right back.
With the hustle and bustle of today's world, how often do you take time to practice gratitude? More importantly, how can you make it a habit? The Grateful Hearts community is a group of like-minded people focusing on what's going right and being grateful. Gratitude is more than putting a smile on your face and being thankful for the roof over your head. It's about expanding your perception and finding ways to find gratitude for, in, and through the challenges we face every day. Gratitude is a feeling of connection to things higher than yourself, to God, and to others. We focus on light, positivity, and connections. You make a difference. When we join our grateful hearts together, the power of community attracts more people and even more to be grateful for. Expressing gratitude and feeling grateful is infectious, so let's share it. Join our Grateful Hearts community and watch your blessings blossom. Learn more at gratefulheartscommunity.com and join the community at facebook.com/thegratefulheartscommunity.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back with a group of people in a group called Senior Tubers, who are making a difference in the lives of others and their own lives, and leaving a legacy for their future family members. Okay, and friends, and whoever else you want to leave it for. Charla Anderson. I've been on Charla's show too. She is a great host. She's an award-winning flight attendant. This is the list I'm going to read because I don't know if there's anything left out of this. Award-winning flight attendant, retired, best-selling author, speaker, coach, TV podcast host, Zig Ziglar Legacy Certified coach, right? Olympic torchbearer, engaging podcast guest, personal development junkie. Hello, that's me. Charla is an outrageously optimistic and courageous. Joy is her lifestyle. Unconditional love is her message, and mindset is her method. Need I say more?
Well, hello.
Write the list.
You know, I'm probably the senior member of this group. I launched my second best-selling book on my 70th birthday last year. So, yeah. So the splits. So when you do your commercial for your show, it's like split second transformation, change your words, change your life. 31 daily practices. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've got something going on here, Teresa. Yes. My second show, my first book, a tiny book with a big message. Both of them are small. Candy bar hugs. It doesn't take much to make a difference. And that's the truth. And this is a pay it forward type of book. And it's just kind of fun. They're both on Amazon. And of course, I'm an author in Teresa's book, The Daily Gift of Hope. So that's very fun as well. Mm-hmm. I have a TV show, a live TV show weekly. And I think Paul said he did 53 shows. I think Fran will be my 53rd show tomorrow live. Yes. And then it's also on podcast. So my show is called The Charla Anderson Show, Collector and Connector of Fascinating People. Mm-hmm. And everyone is fascinating. Anyway. Now, I'm a personal development junkie, a flight attendant for 34 years. You know, there's just a lot of, I earned every one of these silver hairs is what I'm going to say about that. And I'm very grateful.
I earned all mine too, only I just don't want to show them. So I've covered them up.
I've earned them the hard way. And so it was, it's great being part of the group. Thank you so much for including us. And I think all of you guys ultimately will be my guests. And I know Teresa and Sharon have been, and Fran will be tomorrow.
Yeah. It's awesome that we get a chance to share who we are and what we love on each other's podcasts, and just brings more eyes to what we are doing and more conversations that will happen between us as guest and host or whatever, and just between us and, you know, the community. Commercial before this had the Grateful Hearts community, and I'm a huge proponent of community. I know you are too, Charla. I know all these people on here are, and that this in itself is a community that we gather once a week at least, and talk to each other and, you know, share what's going on with our YouTube channels or not, or what's going on in our lives or not, you know? So it's just, you come as you are and you be who you are and you bring the beauty of that person into the conversation. How, Fran, has this evolved into where it is, and where do you see this going for each of us? You know, we have Charlotte just revealed her age. I'm not going to reveal mine, but I'm not far behind her, I promise you. So, yeah, where do you see this going? Where do you see, I mean, I hope you get a lot more people come into this group, because the more the merrier, right?
Yes, the more the merrier. But I will tell you that we've been setting sort of a pace for what this group will look like. We've been together. We have not promoted it much for a reason. We wanted to gain our own sense so that when people came, they knew how the group would be. We set the pace. And I also want to say that when Deborah was speaking, everyone here has a message. And my passion is to make sure that the message gets seen. And that's where Deborah and I originally started. Get on YouTube so more people can know what she does. She did such fantastic work, but nobody knows. So that's what happens with everybody else. And many of us didn't even know each other before, but each one, I get to know what they are doing and I want them to succeed. It's, for me, YouTube is the foundation for anything else you're doing. And I'm going to stick by that. So what I see for the group is, we have different levels. We have this group for anybody who wants a community. Not everybody does. Some people want to just check out. We're going to be putting out some digital learning. We are going to have private sessions for anybody who wants me to evaluate their channels or something like that. But mostly I'm here to create community for people who might be a little leery to go ahead and get their voice out there. They're listening to us now. I would like to all of us to show up more as a team, as a community, to inspire other people and for the listeners to be inspired by some of the things that people are doing here. They're doing great work. We're all doing great work. And I want them to say, okay, you know, if they could do it, I can do it. And not be afraid of their age, not be afraid that they have nothing for the rest of their lives. They want to start planning something big for the rest of their lives. And they want to start challenging themselves, earning extra money. And that's what we want to be here for. Have fun. And so we will be growing. It was just a matter of getting started slowly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, for people who say like, oh, this one does that. Sharon's a painter. She's an artist. Deborah is an artist in her own right. Fran's got her easel out. You're an artist behind the camera, you know, in front of the camera. Nancy's an artist in her journaling work that she does. We all have some sort of thing that qualifies us as an artist. Paul the musician, you know, so we, and that the point of this whole thing is that there is a thread that weaves among us that is not just in this group, it is outside of this group and in the world, right, Deborah?
Yes, ma'am.
How are we connected? You have the Community for Conscious Living. Talk a little bit about how we are connected. I watched something yesterday about the Fibonacci spiral and the ethers, and oh my goodness, it blew my mind. Blew my mind. So, and that's a conversation that's something that links us all together. Creation, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's I study the works of Mohiuddin Ibn Arabi, his Cosmology of Sound and the Step Levels of Creation, Emanation of Creation Consciousness, and the Fibonacci sequence, that spiral is associated with the sound of like the ooh or the wow, you know, and it's a continual spiraling that represents the emanation of creation and life. You see it in everywhere in nature, you know, you see it in the flowers and then you see it in the body, you see it in the cosmos, you see it everywhere. And it represents that ever emanating spiral that we're all, you know, we're all evolving. We're all constantly evolving and growing. And, you know, it also represents the beauty of the divine that you can see in everything when you take the time to be with it and just observe, witness.
Exactly. And you get a chance to share that on your channel, on your YouTube channel. And the sound factor, Paul, how does what Deborah just said play into your love for music and what you do in terms of your drumming and your musical talents?
Well, when she was talking about the emanation of the of creation, I started thinking of the heartbeat of God. That's what, and that's what drives me, the heartbeat, the pulse. Being a drummer is a very powerful role in a musician, in a rock and roll setting, but in any music setting, but especially in rock and roll, the drummer has incredible power. If you've got a bad drummer, the band is no good. If you've got a good drummer, even musicians that aren't great can sound great because of that pulse. That pulse is connected to us in our heart, in the rhythms of our body. And so I was so attracted to it at a very young age. My mom said that I lined up the pots and pans and was using the wooden spoon to play on them. And she got me a bongos for when I was like 9 months old. And so she recognized that I had the rhythm. So rhythm for me, that's where it's at. And to be able to perform and actually do that for an avocation is a great honor. And I'm committed to doing that. But there's just so much more to do too. But mm-hmm. I love the emanation of the creation and the connection with divine mm-hmm. and the heartbeat of God.
Amen. And Amanda, talk to me a little bit about what theta healing is, and do you use any of do you use sound or anything in your healing process? I don't know anything about it, so can you enlighten me a little bit?
So theta healing is where I co-create with the creator to create changes in people's lives. And so it is working very closely with the creator, being however that each individual, whatever their higher power is, whoever it is, if it's God, creator, spirit, source. And so it is a co-creation to create changes in your life.
Mm-hmm. And are there certain tools that you use, or are you, for lack of a better phrase, communing with God, so to speak, in order to be able to get the information that you need to help someone who is coming to you for your support?
As the name implies, theta healing. So I drop into a theta brainwave and use that theta wave for that communication and working with my clients. A lot of times we do use a lot of guided meditations mm-hmm. To allow people to get past their consciousness and into that subconscious where all that gick is stored and stuck, so that we can release that.
Mm-hmm. I saw something along the line, maybe it was on your website, about salt pots, salt baths. How does that, I've never been in one.
How does that relate? Very good question.
I hear that is like, that's like a heavenly experience to just be weightless in this salt water. And that's something that I'd like to be someday, weightless in the salt water.
So the salt float pod is, I found salt flotation to treat fibromyalgia, and I opened a salt float center here in Southeast Iowa. And when you float, ideally you're also striving to hit that theta brainwave where the healing happens. And so floating is amazing and tremendous. Doesn't really have a whole lot to do with theta healing per se, but I do have a wellness center here in Southeast Iowa in addition to the healing services.
Nice.
So, and
she's also a new author.
Yeah, I discuss all of those different things that I've done. I do have a new book that hit bestseller last week, a week ago. Yay. Today, Blooming Into Life. So,
yay.
Yeah, I forgot that in my intro. I don't know how.
Congratulations.
But yeah, floating is incredible. I could talk all day on floating. It's great. It's amazing. Whether you're going to, I don't expect anyone to come here to Southeast Iowa to float. Find a float center near you. It's one of the best experiences that you will do for yourself.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I've never done it, but I've heard such great things about it. I had to ask.
Field trip.
It's going to be a field trip. Yeah, come on down.
Road trip, girls and boys.
Yeah, we'll just inflate some air mattresses around the house here and just come on down. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Nancy, can you tell me about one of your favorite exchanges with someone who is coming to you for a video journal for themselves? What's one really fascinating story you have?
So I had done this 25 years ago where I had a studio and people came in and told their story. And there was a woman that I interviewed who was a Holocaust survivor. Mm. And she had escaped, I believe, from Poland. She had a baby, an infant in her arms, and she was in a truck. And at that point in time, to heat a truck, they used wood, burning wood inside the truck. And the baby died from the fumes. And so through all the checkpoints, she had to hold her dead baby, pretending it was alive. So her story, and then after she got out, she actually went back to bring her mother-in-law out. So it was just an incredible story. But the thing I want to say is, you know, like Charlotte says, everyone is fascinating. You don't have to have an escape from the Holocaust. You know, our own lives. We grew up without cell phones. I learned computers with key punch cards. Mm-hmm. You know, we lived a very different life. And our own children live very different lives. And our grandchildren will live even different lives and future generations. So it's just really important to communicate what you've lived through and what your value system is and that sort of thing to anchor future generations to their ancestors.
Right, and their experience. My son often asks me, Mom, was the world like this when you were growing up? Heck no. No, we didn't. We were outside on our bicycles running around like loons until dinner time, where my father would whistle and call us in for dinner. And then we were out again until it was dark, and no cell phones, no computers, none of this. And life was much different. Right, Charla? Yeah. Talk to me about bearing the torch for the Olympics.
Okay. I wanted to mention too, before I go there, because Fran and I met Fran on Podatize, who is my podcast hosting company. And I just wanted, I found that she just inspired me so much. So I wanted to say that. So Delta, I was working for Delta.
Wait. I'm sorry. We have to go to break again. The time is flying by. But hold that thought, Charla. I'm coming right back to you. I promise.
It works.
We'll be right back.
In order to be healthy and happy, there are 24 areas of your life to balance. With the All Things Wellness Wheel, you become self-empowered, allowing you to make healthier decisions about relationships, nutrition, sleep, exercise, stress, and even your value system. The All Things Wellness book series, written by Peggy Wilms and Dr. Marcus Vetstein, teaches you how to balance your wellness wheel in addition to sharing true stories from multiple contributing authors. Book 1, The Fourfold Formula, and Book 2, Win the Wellness War, We Are Responsible, are now available on Amazon. Reserve your spot now to become a published author in Book 3, Wellness GPS, Get Prepared for Success. Visit www.allthingswellness.com/authors for more information.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, sacred stories of transformational joy, answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
Do you have a personal story of hope or kindness to share? The Daily Gift book series, which began with a daily gift of gratitude, now available on Amazon, continues with a daily gift of hope and a daily gift of kindness. And we're looking for people just like you to share a story. Your Daily Gift of Hope story might answer one of these questions. Is there a time when you felt hopeless and someone stepped in to change your view? Have you been an example of hope for someone else? Is hope something that you've always had? If so, how do you keep that hope alive? With hope, we have more energy and a purpose. It gets us out of bed in the morning. Daily Gift of Kindness might be your chance to talk about recognizing and spreading kindness to change the world. Practicing kindness lifts your spirit and your mood, warms your heart, and helps to navigate your way through today's challenges. Has an act of kindness from a stranger turned your day around? Have you ever paid it forward to someone or for someone? Your story matters, so visit DailyGiftBookSeries.com to find out more about how to submit your story for a daily gift of hope and a daily gift of kindness. Your stories make a difference.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back again. Conversations that make a difference. And we're talking about leaving a legacy. And one of the ways to do that is by sharing your stories. And I just want to follow up that Daily Gift of Gratitude is on Amazon, and so is Daily Gift of Hope. I have to update our commercial. We are looking for stories about kindness, and all of these lovely people are going to be sharing their stories in a Daily Gift of Kindness that you see here today. And I invite you to go to dailygiftbookseries.com and see how you can be part of that as well. Now, Charla, talk to me about this experience of carrying the Olympic torch. We have such a diverse group of people who have done so many different things in this life. I'm excited to hear how did that ever happen?
Delta Airlines, 34 years flight attendant, was the official airline of both the Atlanta Olympics and the Salt Lake City Olympics. My former husband carried it for the Atlanta Olympics. He had never called in sick when he retired from Delta. 37 years, he had never called in sick. So it was a peer nominated and then a selected a position. So 100 employees got to be chosen to carry the Olympic torch for each of those Olympics. And I got that. Someone nominated me and I got it for the Salt Lake City Olympics. I carried it in Vail, Colorado, and it was cold. I mean, it was sub-zero cold. My son, my kids, and everybody was standing outside for hours before we got there. But you know, you just carry it and you're passing you're passing the flame. You're not passing the torch. So I have my own torch and it was hanging on the wall right behind my screen here. And I moved it downstairs this last week, but it's one of the hugest honors you can ever have. Mm-hmm. They don't give you the torch. It's a business, right? So you can purchase the torch, but how can you not?
How can you not when you've carried it? Yeah.
We need you to post some photos.
You know, I was like, I've got to find where my photos are. Yeah, they're on my, it's a beautiful wooden stand that it's hanging on, and it has my picture on it, but I don't have it handy.
That's okay. You get to share it some other time. Yeah. Get to share it another time.
Thank you for asking that. It was a really, you know, how do you beat that, right?
And how long ago was this? When did you do this?
That was in 2000, the Salt Lake City Olympics, I think, were 2002. Mm-hmm. I think,
okay.
Nice.
A while. Nice. Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah.
I retired 16 years ago, so after 34 years.
All
so
right.
It's been a while.
Well, and retirement brings you to YouTube star, radio network, podcast. That I listed in the beginning here that you gave me as part of your bio. Absolutely. Thank Sharon. You. What is the most, I have to ask you, I'm looking at everything behind you, and I've seen some of your paintings that you've shared on YouTube and whatnot, but what is the most memorable painting experience that you have? Is there one painting that you would, when you were, while you were doing it and when you were finishing it, you took a deep breath and you said, that's why I do this?
Yep. It's hanging right there.
Oh.
Not behind me. It's right there where I can see it.
Okay.
Every day, all day. Yeah, it's just tulips and lilacs. And I taught it on my in my online course. And, you know, just serendipity. Sometimes things just flow off your brush, and other days you're like beating them off your brush. I mean, it just, some days it just flows so well. And other days it's much more difficult. And that was probably the easiest painting I ever did. It just absolutely flowed off that brush. And I was stunned. You know, I mean, sometimes you're just amazed that it works, that it happened, you know?
Yeah.
And when it does, I mean, because you're not in flow all the time, no matter how hard you try, you're just not always there. And so that's why it hangs right there, and it'll never be for sale. I teach it in my my signature course, but that's the only place I'll ever be teaching it. So, you know, but yeah, that was the best. I mean, it was just the most amazing feeling.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And I've experienced that with the clay myself. There are days when the clay doesn't want to cooperate, but you know what? I want to tell you something. It's the clay is in control. If the clay wants to be a vase, there's no way for you to make it a bowl. There's just no way, you know, there's no way. So it's like, you have to be with whatever it is that is before you're doing, you have to be a part of it. You're an integral part of it, and you have to pay attention to everything that's happening. And sometimes we just can't control it. Sometimes we have to just go with the flow. Right, Fran?
You absolutely do.
Excellent.
Hey, Sharla, I'm older than you. Just saying.
I think, yep.
And Paul, I play drums.
You do? Awesome.
I wanted to be the matriarch.
I've always wanted to play drums.
What?
I've always wanted to play drums.
Oh, yeah. I started when I was about fourth grade.
Yeah. That's nice.
Is anyone else playing a musical instrument?
I'm a failure at piano.
They took the clarinet away from me because of my braces.
Oh.
Flute.
Nancy, piano?
Yeah. but not talented at all.
Yeah.
When you hear somebody who's talented, then you go, oh, give this up.
Yeah. I tried piano. I didn't succeed at piano either, but I took voice lessons for 3 years. I sing. But,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So that's fun. So, and
do you want to demonstrate?
No.
Yeah.
Not today.
Why not?
Not today.
You know, you're not going to get away with it for too long. We are going to point our finger at you maybe on Thursday.
Yeah, that would be good. But hey, listen, the point of this whole thing is find something that you love. Do it. Share it with other people. It's part of who you are. It's part of your legacy. It's part of what you will leave to your family when your time comes to go to wherever that place is in, I call it heaven. And, you know, we have to leave something behind that has beautified the world. I believe that it is our obligation to leave the world a better place than what it was when we got here. So if it's art, if it's music, if it's, you know, video, painting, whatever the case may be, I think that we are to leave it better than it was. And Fran, you're helping us to do that.
That's the thing I want to say is that's always great. One of the main things is to leave a legacy, but also I'm hoping to inspire people to get up every day with a vision and something to do. As we get older, we might not have family around, or we just may not know what's next. And it's like, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? Whether it's financially or to feel self-expression through you. So that's really important. I venture to think that everybody here can't wait to get out of bed in the morning to do what they do. Even on the days they don't want to do it, that's still their purpose. That's what they do. They all do, we all do something that gets us out of bed every day. And I'm very happy about that, because there are days when you're our age that you might say, you know, what am I going to do? What's fun? You know, where do I belong at this age, right? And now you have a place to belong, and I love it, and I learn, and I'm so happy to be with everybody here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we're going to go around, and I'm going to ask everybody just to give their website and a point of contact. And if you have anything, like I know Sharon has her workshop coming up, if you have anything coming up, quickly let our audience know about it so that they can be part of your individual's community. So let's start with Nancy. Do you have anything coming up? How can people get in touch with you?
Okay, my website is videojournalsonline.com. You can email me at nancy@videojournals.com. And, you know, I do a regular e-newsletter. So if you go to the website and you want to sign up for that, that would be great. I'd appreciate it. And I'd like to give a shout out to Fran, because when I joined this, when she first started a year and a half ago, I had 27 subscribers to my YouTube channel, and I'm now very happily at 150.
Yay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That doesn't sound like much, but it's hard growing to get there. So thank you.
It's for growing.
Congratulations. And
thanks, thank Nancy. You. Amanda, how can people get in touch with you?
You can see a whole list of services at amandabethhealing.com. I do have a workshop coming up this Saturday morning. It'll be at 9:30 Central Time, about spring and just kind of reconnecting with nature and reconnecting where we are. Be a little bit of some theta healing as well. So you can find that also at amandabethhealing.com. And my YouTube channel is it's Amanda at Iowa Salt Pod, of course, because that's where we started.
Salt Pod, there you go. Sharon, you want to give people again where they can go for your workshop?
My YouTube channel is Acrylic. Acrylic Teacher for Beginners. It's only got like 800 videos, and I can't remember the name.
You're too busy.
And so there's information there. And my website is paintingwithacrylics101.com. And you can't get on there without seeing it.
Awesome. Thank you. Paul, what's going on with you? How can people get in touch with you? And do you have anything coming up?
Well, I've got about 30 podcasts coming up. That just happened like last week. That's really cool. You can go to leadmachinegrowthshow.com and you can connect with me there. You can find my social profiles there, my YouTube channel. You can check out episodes, and Fran is also out there. She was just on a couple of weeks ago, and we had a really good time, and we should have spent 2 hours on that.
We can spend 2 hours here too.
Yes, yeah, we could.
I know we could.
Yeah.
That's because we like each other so much, all of us.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Also, if you want to go directly to LinkedIn, you can go leadmachinegrowthshow.com/LinkedIn.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul. Yep. Charla, how people get in touch with you? You're muted. You're muted.
Sorry, charlaanderson.com. That website is being updated as we speak, so it'll be getting better. And that's where you can find me mostly. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're so welcome. I love having you here. Deborah, how can people get in touch with you? And when is your meditation?
Communityforconsciousliving.com. All spelled out, communityforconsciousliving.com. The meditations are free. They're on Sundays at 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time. And if you join us live, the recordings of the meditations themselves go onto YouTube, they go onto the podcast, they go into the blog and everything.
But if you stay, if you're on with us live, we shut off the recording and people ask questions or get support or share their ahas and things like that. So if you join us live, go to communityforconsciousliving.com and you'll find the link there to join us live on Sundays.
Awesome. Thank you. Fran, how do people get in touch with you?
SeniorTuber.com is a place where you find out where we can help anybody who's interested in becoming a creator, from free to private sessions. Come join us.
Absolutely. And thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you, for being part of this. We are out of time. And I just want to say everyone who's listening, may all the conversations that you have make a difference not only in your lives, but in the lives of people you touch. Have a great one. See you next time, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tune in next time for Conversations That Make a Difference with host Teresa Velarde every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Thank you for listening, and thank you to our producer, Rachel, and to our station owner, Deborah Beauvais, working behind the scenes. Be sure to go to conversationsthatmakeadifference.com for your free gift. Make sure your conversations make a difference.